Okay, ladies, welcome to our very first prayer cafe of the International Christian Mompreneur Network. And this is Teresa Senecola, and I'm so glad you ladies are here with us today. I'm just, you know, this call is kind of an answer to a prayer of mine, because I started, I don't know, several months ago to feel like we focus so much on business topics in this group, and I wanted to be able to have a place for us to kind of share our prayers and just grow together spiritually. Welcome. Who just joined us?
Great. Hi, it's Lisa.
I'm sorry, I'm not hearing you. Everybody's joining all at once. Ladies, I'm going to leave it on so you can speak, but if you have background noise and you want to mute yourself, that would be great, so we don't have a whole lot of background noise. If you can mute yourself on your phone. I was just explaining that this call is kind of an answer to my prayers, because I was just, you know, thinking that we needed a way to connect spiritually and support each other in that area of our lives, and I didn't really feel comfortable doing it myself. I was kind of looking for the right person, but not really looking, and just praying that God would send me the right person. And Elizabeth and I talked about it, and we said, yeah, that would be such a great idea if we had some sort of prayer group. And then we had a sisterhood call. For those of you that are in the sisterhood group, we have monthly calls with that group. And I just could hear Alicia really ministering to the heart of another woman on the call. And I just knew, the Holy Spirit just said, call Alicia and ask her if she would do this. And so I did, and she stepped up and agreed to be our leader, our spiritual director in this manner, and I'm just so pleased that she's able to do it. And I know you ladies will all just, you know, be blessed by her devotionals and just by the opportunity to be together in this way. So with that, I'm going to just a little housekeeping once again. If you're joining us and you have background noise, just go ahead and put yourself on mute. And then if you want to talk, just unmute yourself. We're really committed to keeping these to 20 minutes. So I'm going to let Alicia go ahead and start and do her thing. And then at the end, if there are anything in particular that you need, that you want to ask for prayers for, if we have some time, we can kind of chime in and do that. I know that Alicia will be praying over all of us. And then if you have any questions, maybe you can kind of email me or put them in the Facebook group, so we don't take up, you know, this group time if it's not something relevant for this prayer call. Elizabeth, any other housekeeping items that we were going to cover?
No, not really. Just thing I was thinking about, if you haven't added yourself to our map, so we know where everybody is across the country and you can connect with other people close to you, please do that when you get a second. I will post that link at the top of the page again so everybody can find that. It's just really cool to be able to see if you have members in this group that maybe your neighbors and you don't even know. So.
Yeah, great idea. And if for some reason you're on the call but you're not in the group, hit me up on Facebook or email me or Elizabeth, and we'll let you know how to do that. Okay, great. Alicia, it's all yours.
Well, ladies, I am so glad you're here this morning. I've been praying for each of you, and I've been praying about what God would have me to share with you this morning and for the coming weeks. And with the Christmas season being upon us, the Lord really impressed upon my heart to share, kind of learn some lessons from Mary, the mother of Jesus. And I always love reading the Christmas story. And I hope today that perhaps during this Christmas season, as you're hearing the story, that perhaps you will have some new insight into Mary, and maybe you might hear God speaking some fresh new words to you as you listen to the Christmas story. So I'm going to start off. We're going to be reading from Luke, the first chapter, verses 26 through 38. And I'm sure all of you will be very familiar with this set of scriptures, so I'm going to go ahead and read that. I'm reading from the NIV version. It says, "In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child and give birth to a son, and you will give him the name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." "How can this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month. For nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. So today the focus, our topic is when our plans are sabotaged. So as we think about the story of Mary, you notice at the very beginning of the story it says that she was pledged to be married to Joseph. And so as you would somehow use your imagination and put yourself in the place of Joseph, in the place of Mary. Mary had plans. She was a young girl. She lived in a typical Jewish culture. And she had plans for her life. I'm sure her parents had plans for her. And you know what? These plans were good plans. She had planned to be married to an honorable man, Joseph. We can assume that Joseph was a very honorable man, because if we read in the book of Matthew, we hear how Joseph planned to put her away quietly. He did not want to shame or dishonor her, and so we know he was a very honorable man. And so she had great plans for her life. She had very wise plans for her life, and she had plans that were very culturally acceptable. It was what a young girl did in that culture. She was to prepare herself. She was a virgin, so she was a good girl, and she made the right choices as a young girl. And so, hey, she had great plans. So do we. Don't we often have really good plans? I mean, we're not talking about sinful, bad plans. They're good plans. They're wise plans. They fit within the norm of our culture. They're plans that everybody's on board with. Everybody's encouraging us and saying, yes, those are great plans. That seems like the right thing to do. And yet, her plans were completely sabotaged. Now, you know, I don't know about you, but my plans are not usually interrupted by an angel showing up and announcing, "Hey, greetings. I know you've got these plans to be married. I know you have a plan that you're going to have a typical life, you know, that all the people in your community that your mom had, your grandmother had, your aunts and uncles, your cousins, your neighbors, you're just assuming that you're just going to have this typical, normal, quote-unquote, life that you are planning to have. You're going to get married. You're going to have children. And it's just going to be just what you're used to seeing." And this angel shows up and starts off by saying, "Hi, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." I would imagine that if an angel appeared to you today and greeted you in that way, you might possibly react in the same way that Mary did. She wasn't like, "Hey, yay, there's an angel appearing." You know, sometimes we think, "Oh, I wish God would just show up on a cloud and just tell me what he wants me to do." Well, this is exactly what happened to Mary, and she was greatly troubled at his word.